At JCPenney, we make fashion count for everybody and everybody. Get pieces that fit and flatter at prices that feel good. Mix easy on cargos with breezy tops or polish your look with soft suiting. Step into JCPenney brands that get you, like St. John's Bay and Worthington, each in women's petite and plus sizes too. Guys, you're good to go in brands like Mutual Weave, J. Farrar, and Stafford. Style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Five, the Denny Schaefer Show.
Hey, that's me, everybody. Wednesday broadcast, Denny and the girls on the Q. They say it was about 7 o'clock. Let's call it that. Shower storms developing this afternoon, high 76. Showers and storms are likely tomorrow, 77. It is 61 now at the Q. How's it going, Susan? You all right over there?
I hope you're going to talk about you-know-who.
I will. Hello, Tricia. Okay. Mother Tricia.
What's up, my people? It sounds like I have to have Paul sign my chest. This is very exciting.
You're what?
My chest.
He would love that.
You know, for an autograph and whatnot.
Exactly. You got to sign your boob. Anyway, yeah, he's all about himself today. He deserves it.
Because
he gets nothing at home. He gets nothing here at the station.
Well, I know. I was about to leave the house and I had to stop my roll because I heard him start talking about it. It was so funny because when you hear the playback, you just shake your head and go, oh my God, that's so Paul.
Yeah. Yes, wait till you see it. Wait till you watch it. Minute 55 in,
you know what?
And then again at like 2:57. He got a lot of airtime. National TV, man.
I know. I love it.
We're all jealous of him.
You know what?
That's our problem, Susie.
He's got the hesitation and the slight stutter, trying to find his words. You
and
know?
he's using 40 words when he could use 18.
I felt like it's a just proud like on mother. The air. I did. I'm like, that's our Paul.
Yeah, I know. He's all giddy. And Susie gave him some of her moistened banana nut bread.
Oh, yeah. I brought your butter. I had to stop in the street and turned around to get it.
Oh, my gosh. You didn't have to do that.
Well, because I heard you say it, and I'm like, oh, I got to go get him his butter. I forgot, and I got to run.
Thank you.
That's very nice
of
you. Thank you very much.
Otherwise,
it wasn't in my plan today, but you know what? I'm going for it. Because when Susie offers up her moist banana nut bread, I'm on it. There you go.
Yeah, it's got nuts.
She doesn't offer it up very often, but when she does, attack. Attack and enjoy, people, and then never tell anybody.
All right, so
we're getting calls. We've had a number of calls. Two dudes have called.
It could be the same dude that's really torn up about it.
What? Aaron Hernandez, the guy who had all the future ahead of him in the world and playing in the NFL, star, played for the Patriots, and he was convicted of murder, all right? And then he was recently acquitted of another murder, okay, in a separate murder case. They found him dead in his cell today, where he was serving a life sentence. Now, I don't understand it.
You're already
serving a life sentence. You get acquitted. Oh, there's the cat. You get acquitted of another one, and then you kill yourself. Wouldn't you have done it before? I mean, I'm not advocating for that. You know, whatever.
No, no.
But they found him dead in his cell. What a giant waste. 27 years old. All that talent. All that money. All that fame. And he was still just a punk who had to settle his differences with a gun.
Yeah.
It's out of hand, people. Anyway, so whoever the dudes were that called the show, yes.
We see it. It's all over the news.
We just met. Look how good looking he is.
I know.
He killed somebody. Hello?
I know.
I'm not sure what these guys would get. Hello? He's in jail. He killed somebody. I don't know.
Well, he saved taxpayer dollars. I know that sounds cruel, but
yeah.
I don't know
what you're getting at. I mean,
because now he's, you know, anyway, it's just a tragic end.
What was his sentence? Was he on death row?
No, life. Life in prison.
Okay.
That was it. So, anyway, there you go, dude. We mentioned it. All right, yesterday we had Patrick Hickey on. And apparently Tricia was in attack mode.
Oh, I was?
And Denny won't let him talk.
I'm sorry.
Let him talk.
Well, it's just like,
we got a buttload of comments. Over 2,000 views on the interview. And the thing was like 26 minutes long. Wasn't it that long? It was well past 20 minutes.
Oh, no. It went quick.
Very lengthy.
It went quick.
Anyway, and a bunch of shares. I believe Patrick even shared it on his Facebook page. I want to come back and we're just going to talk one segment about it, and then we're moving on to other stuff because we got to talk about this new coffee. See, the thing is for me with coffee, it's got to be hot. I don't like the iced coffees. My wife, try this iced coffee. She would do Dunkin' Donuts or somewhere. And so I tried. I'm like, oh, that's god awful.
Because
it's cold. I know my mind says coffee has to be hot.
I know, and it also has to be dark. By the way,
yes. And now they're offering a clear coffee that's cold.
Yeah, I'm too easily psychologically tainted by that. Yeah. Even though it could taste identical to dark coffee, to me it won't taste the same.
No,
because
it won't.
If it doesn't look the same to me, it won't taste the same. Because
that's right.
I'm weak minded that way.
It's got to pass the eye test,
right,
man.
Right. I don't know why, but
I learn anything with Pepsi Clear.
Right, exactly, yeah.
You know?
Yes.
And there's some new Oreos, though, I can get fired up about. So we're going to talk about food, too, next hour. And we'll qualify somebody. Today's our last day. Is today the last day to qualify? No, we're giving it away
Maybe
Friday.
Tomorrow.
Friday.
Today and tomorrow, we're qualifying on this show for the flyaway. And then that's it. Friday morning,
that
we announce
fast.
The big wiener. Somebody's going to Orlando on us. So stick around. We're going to have some fun today. If we can put up with Paul and his ego. Oh, here he comes. Oh,
how
look at that. I got
through the door.
I got to take a break. You're listening to The Q.
Broadcasting from the nationwide...